Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
Coach Lisa, I'm interested to hear your take on keto versus carnivore.
Well, based on the scientific studies, Carrie, I really feel that this is the truth that no one really wants to share with you. And if I had to bring it to a little tiny area, I won't say a nutshell, but if I did bring it to a nutshell, I would say you're nuts for doing nuts. You're nuts for doing vegetables. You're nuts for doing any type of carbohydrate, processed foods, sugars, because the vegetables and the nuts and even some dairy is not going to help your carnivore life. It's not going to heal you, but instead it's going to keep you in prison because these things literally are trying to destroy our body. I won't even say kill our body. It's just literally destroying it. So the ability to go carnivore is to be animal based, right? But that doesn't mean it has to be mundane, you know, same thing day after day. There's a huge variety there. And one of the most amazing things is if you have GI tract problems, you have gut problems, colon problems, your family had colon cancer. Remember, this came from the oscillates. This came from the fiber. And as a carnivore, you will not be as concerned or worrying about these lectins, these oscillates, the fibers, and getting you sick with cancer in zombie cells. Instead, we're going to have no irritation. We're going to have regular bowel movements. We're going to be healthy. We are energy. And I just feel like a lot of people are hiding the truth. They really aren't willing to look at the next phase of why I need to get rid of these carbohydrates, which now we can talk about how it stabilizes your blood. That is huge. Your insulin levels, type 2 diabetes, coming off medication, hormones. These are the truths that if anybody wants to talk about something, that's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about the truth that nobody tells you. What is the truth? The truth is that you get sick on keto. It lasts for a short period of time. You can maybe get away with it for a few months out of the year. And I'm just being honest. I would not recommend that. But if you were going to do it in very short bursts. And again, this goes back to, you know, addiction. But we don't need to crash our vehicles any longer. If you've been in the repair shop and you are now functioning and you're working fantastic, step away from it. Just step away from keto and go back to carnivore so you know the truth of that. What would you say?
Yeah, well, I am thankful that I found keto years ago because going from standard American diet to carnivore would have been just crazy to me. Like, I could wrap my brain around it a little bit more. So I'm thankful for that, but I suffered on keto for a long time because I was always negotiating. I was always like, oh, I could have cashews, and then I'd measure them out, and then I would, oh, I'll have more. I had more now, so I have a little bit less of this, or if I don't eat this, I could have some berries or something later, and then the keto snacks got me a part of my journey, but I was always, we talked about addiction before, and that was my big thing with keto that I never admitted was, keto was a lot better than eating pizza and junk food. Yes, that is true. But it was also, I love how you said it. It was like being in a prison where I'm just constantly measuring things out and just on the cusp. And the thing is, I didn't find true healing till I found carnivore. And when I found carnivore, I was in that deep state of ketosis, that therapeutic ketosis where you get the healing. I was always like aiming for 20 carbs or less when I was doing keto. And who knows? Like, who knows where I was, but I was always a negotiation just to max that out. And
I was just going to say, aren't you just a negotiator at that point?
Yeah.
I believe you took the word. I was waiting for you to pause because I was going to say, all you're doing is negotiating. But what is, if you felt like you could say one truth that is not spoken enough, that is not helping enough people to go, okay, I need to get off keto. Would it be the fruits and vegetables or would it be keto products? I fell really hard for keto products. The cauliflower pizzas and man, I would just go haywire eating food noise nonstop. And literally, I hate to say this, but in my case, keto drove me to want to eat even more.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really did.
I was always hungry. I'm like always hungry. Like, what is this? And it's because, again, the addiction analogy, it's like I'm an alcoholic. I'm like, okay, you're a full-blown alcoholic, but you're allowed to have 20 carbs of alcohol a day. You can have one beer a day, every day. It doesn't work. It's just crazy. You're craving more and more beer and you just want to, and then the weekend comes around. You're like, well, might as well just go nuts and have a cheat day and completely throw it out. The keto treats, I absolutely despise those. It makes me angry when I'm in Costco or wherever and I see something with a box in it. Because people that are doing that, like ourselves, formerly, they're really trying to heal and they're being misled. And I fell for that over and over again. It says keto on it. It's got to be, look, counted the carbs. It's got to be good. And it's full of junk processed seed oils, ingredients you can't pronounce. And a lot of it just ends up knocking you out and you just end up being hungry for longer. People get mad at me when I talk about keto versus, because they're like, I'm doing keto and I'm doing just fine. Like, more power to you, whatever's working. But I feel like there's a lot of people in my audience anyways that are, they need healing and they're looking for healing. There's other people that have found healing and maybe they go back to more keto-ketovore. I don't judge, like, do whatever you want to do. I don't care. But I'm speaking to the people that want to find healing. It always bothers me. I love all the good doctors and there's a lot of good doctors. But some are like, yeah, you can eat whatever you want. And I feel like maybe that's just a way to make carnivore a little bit more accessible because maybe some carnivores would just like, I can't wrap my brain around it, so I won't. But I never liked that messaging because if I was told that, I would have gone keto. And I did keto for like 10 years, yo-yoing in a prison, like you said, just always hungry and always going up and down and up and down. And so I wish, I feel like if there's an optimal diet for every species, there's an optimal diet for humans. And when keto people will yell at me and they'll say, keto's just as good as carnivore. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, that's not the truth. Like, keto's better than junk food. But if carnivore is just stricter keto and keto's good for you, then how can you say that carnivore isn't better than keto or fasting isn't better than carnivore or whatever? Like, there's different levels to it. I don't feel like we're that different that Coach Lisa's got to eat 20 carbs worth of cashews because your genetics are different than mine and I don't have to, and you're healthier that way. It just doesn't, people get so defensive and like it turns into like a religion or something like that. But I think it's important to tell the truth. There is an optimal diet. And if you're looking for healing and you're really suffering, maybe horrible depression or autoimmune disorders, it's important to say that you're going to do better on carnivore than keto. I'm sorry. It's just the truth.
So let's back up to one thing that you said. And again, this would be the truth that no one tells you, right? You nailed it by saying healing. Let's go look on keto, not weight loss. Okay. Cause that's going to happen on the Subway diet. The guy ate Subway for a full year, wasn't keto, wasn't carnivore. And he lost massive amounts of weight. I don't remember how much it was, 250 pounds or whatever. When we change, our body will adapt to what we're doing, but it's not sustainable. It eventually crashes and caves. But let's see, what are the testimonies on keto for healing? Autoimmune disease, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high CAC scores. What does that look like? Fatty liver disease. What's going on with that? Is there true healing in carnivore, or is it merely another product we're addicted to? As you said, full of chemicals, and it's really not healing us. Sure, we lost weight, which is great, right? That's really good. But until you heal, eventually those chemicals fire back up in your brain. You have a neural system. And in that neural system, if those chemicals are not dealt with, you're going to eventually go right back, because I bet you, you and I both could name over 50 people that we have associated in our lifetime that were keto that went right back to the standard American diet after a period of time.
Oh yeah.
It's very hard. And even your body, I believe that even your body on keto, and like, I know there's some keto doctors and voices out there that do not believe in like the keto bread, the keto treats, that type of stuff. But the mainstream doesn't understand that it says keto bread, it's okay, right? Like they haven't really learned about proteins, fats, carbohydrates, sugar, conversion, chemical damage. They haven't really dug into healing. And I think that's the word. That is the word that you spoke a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You didn't get healing. You were still hungry. I was still hungry.
I've never really thought about it that way. And I really love that, because that's the thing that drives me nuts with carnivore too, is a lot of people look at carnivore. I have family members, this is a pet peeve of mine, where they're like, I don't need to lose some weight. And I'm like,
yes,
carnivore's healing. Like, look at all of the healing that I've experienced, everyone else has experienced on carnivore. It's healing. But yeah, I think you're right. Keto is like, you can drop some pounds and it's like every other.
Is it like a medicine maybe?
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. I was thinking like keto is like, if you can lose some pounds, some vanity pounds temporarily, like how is that different than Weight Watchers or any other diet out there? Maybe you're able to have a little bit more success with it, but I feel like that's a big distinction. Drop a couple pounds with keto, or do you want to find healing? The difference with carnivore that blew my mind, and I didn't learn this till a long time in it, but it's like, this is a healing diet. And when you heal, your body will just go to whatever its natural weight should have been as a side effect.
Correct.
It's not like I'm dropping some vanity pounds because I went carnivore. It's just, you're absolutely healing everything. That's a hard thing to convey to people.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So let me ask you one last question before we wrap this up. If somebody was thinking of going from keto to carnivore and they're scared, have you ever defined what there would be to be scared of?
When I have conversations with people about that, I tell them whatever made you consider carnivore in the first place, you should be scared of what you were doing before. Like, especially if you're keto. Like if you're keto, it's going to be a walk in the park to go carnivore. You're halfway there, like you're almost there already.
Three quarters of the way there.
Yeah, depending on how clean keto you're doing. If you're doing keto properly, I mean, you should be pretty darn close to being carnivore already. So I always tell people when they say they're scared of carnivore, I say, listen, I've lost so many loved ones to heart disease and strokes. None of them were doing carnivore. They were all eating like standard American diet. You should be scared of inflammation in the standard American diet. If you're already doing keto, you have nothing to be scared of with carnivore. And it's like, give it 30 days. You should be scared. This is what I always tell people. You should be scared of not doing carnivore. And now you get to the end of your life and you're taking your last breath and your heart's beating its last beat. And you've never knew what it was like to just like feel this amazing, like Coach Lisa and I do. That would be something to be scared of.
Okay, so is that moment the same as in prison and you're getting your last meal? They never knew. So they didn't take a risk. They didn't do it. They were too scared. They were afraid of getting rid of plants and carbs and maybe keeping eggs and dairy and, you know, a few things, versus us who would take our last meal as a nice fatty ribeye because we know the truth.
Right.
What a major, that's such a major statement right there. Yeah. And you know what I like right now, what I love, Carrie, is that we're two people. We're having a conversation, which means you're 50% and I'm 50%. And together we are 100% in agreement that carnivore is the way. It really is. I mean, that's just all there is to it. You must say, I can do this. That mental strength is going to help you go the transition without losing your mind from keto to carnivore. And I think every one of us can do it. I know you're there to support them. I'm there to support them. The community's there to support them. There's no need to suffer. All we got to do is just eliminate that processed foods, eliminate the carbs, the vegetables, the fruit, and then just shift over and allow your body, listen to your body, allow your body to talk to you, and you'll know what to do.
I love what you're doing. I've said this before. I don't lightly want to vouch for someone, but I vouch for Coach Lisa without any hesitation whatsoever. I've seen what you're doing. It's absolutely incredible. You've helped me. You've helped my wife. You helped so many people too on our healinghumanity.life membership site. So again, we'll have a link in the description. I just want to shout this out quick. You guys have a giveaway coming up.
Yes, we're going to give away one full course to the winner of this drawing, which we're going to be promoting everywhere. And it's pretty simple. You just got to click into it and then you're automatically entered into there. And then we will be giving this away. This is giving them a full training course. And that does include full workouts, full whiteboard teaching, access to me to 2 to 3 times a week, my own phone number and emailing.
So I'll have a link below. You guys can enter to win that incredible personalized private one-on-one coaching with Coach Lisa.